1. Welcome to Latin America. Latin America was born in blood and fire, in conquest and slavery. It is conquest and its sequel, slavery, that created the central conflict of Latin American history. So that is where any history of the region must begin. On the other hand, conquest and slavery is old news, and partly, well, it's history. The Latin America of 2016 is no longer your father's version. Still, conquest and colonization form the unified starting place of a single story, told here with illustrative examples from many countries. We need a single storyline because rapid panoramas of 20 national histories would merely produce dizziness. And before beginning the story, we must set the stage in a number of ways. We need to ask, first of all, whether so many countries can really share a single history. At first blush, one might doubt it. Consider everything that story will have to encompass. Consider the contrasts and paradoxes of contemporary Latin America. Latin America is the global South, still struggling to attain the standard of living of Europe or the United States. It has deep roots in indigenous cultures. Most of the world's indigenous Americans, by far, live south of the Rio Grande. Yet, Latin America is also the West, a place where more than 9 out of 10 people speak a European language and practice a European religion. Most of the world's Roman Catholics are Latin Americans, which has much to do with the first non-European pope chosen in 2013 being Argentine. Some Latin Americans still grow corn and beans on small plots hidden among banana trees and dwell in earthen-floored houses with sagging red tile roofs. International travelers who jet in and out of sprawling Latin American metropolises rarely see them. You have to go to the countryside with its awful roads. Most Latin Americans these days live in noisy, restless cities, some of them postmodern megacities. Buenos Aires, Sao Paulo, and Mexico City have far outstripped the 10 million mark. Rio de Janeiro, Lima, and Bogota are not far behind. Next, consider the contrasts among countries. Brazil is a behemoth, occupying half the South American continent, its population surging beyond 200 million. Mexico follows at around 120 million. Thanks partly to their burgeoning internal markets, both countries' economies have even spawned their own multinational corporations. Colombia, Argentina, Peru, and Venezuela constitute a second rank, with populations between 30 and 50 million. Chile's population of 17 million carries disproportionate economic weight because of its high standard of living. The remaining, roughly one quarter of Latin Americans, live in a dozen sovereign nations, most with populations under 10 million. In sum, the major Latin American countries are global players, though nothing like China or India, while many others are mini-states with a single city of consequence and two or three main highways. Latin American climates and landscapes vary more than you may realize. Most of Latin America lies in the tropics, with no well-defined spring, summer, fall, and winter. Many listeners of the global north will envision beaches replete with palms. Latin America's coastal lowlands do often match that description. But this tourist's eye view is misleading overall. Tropical highlands, cooled by their altitude, often semi-arid, have played a larger role in Latin American history. Mexico City stands above 7,000 feet, Bogota above 8,000. Latin American mountains are the world's most densely populated for historical reasons. Meanwhile, Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay, sometimes called the Southern Cone of South America,